As I like to do, there is a sermon outline that you can grab now and grab a pencil or a pen and follow along if you would like. And make sure you take this and the prayer sheet that Homer talked about home and keep it by your prayer chair as you spend time with folks, as you spend time in prayer for folks, you can raise up those prayers by name, and that would be great. On Easter Sunday, we had a ministry minute during the service, and most of you know this, but just in case there are folks here that didn't realize this, and I ask you to write down any question that you might want to ask God or the church or a pastor if given the chance. And the questions that I received reflect the issues that we have in the church today, and many are issues that have been for as long as the church has been around. Many of these things that you questioned were questions that have been heard for many, many years since the church has been around. However, some are new issues. Some are new issues, and that those are great as well. Well, this week we're going to tackle the questions that you ask about the Bible. And I just kind of said, so what's up with the Bible anyway? What's up with the Bible? What relevance does it hold in our lives? Many questions and comments I received went like this. I don't understand the Bible. It almost seems like a foreign language. How can it be relevant for my life being written so long ago? With all of our scientific advances, how can the Bible still be taken seriously? Well, my logic is that if we can understand what the Bible is not, and if we can understand what the Bible is, then we can better understand it and read it. Therefore, I have three major points in today's message. The Bible is not, the Bible is, and then reading and understanding the Bible. Now, does that make sense or what, folks? All right, so the Bible, let's start with the Bible is not. Well, the Bible is not a science book. The Bible is not a science book. Now, don't get me wrong, I do believe that some scientific things in the Bible are correct, but there are many who force the Bible into something that it is not. It's not a book about how God made the world. It's not trying to be a textbook on astronomy or biology or physics. That is not its speciality, its purpose, its intention. The Bible doesn't care where the dinosaurs came into the record of creation. The Bible isn't concerned about the exact periods of time or the exact order which God made things. The Bible doesn't care to reconcile the fossil records. These are not the issues that the Bible is facing. These are not the issues the Bible is trying to deal with. While the Bible may be accurate about some scientific things, this is not its design. This is not its speciality. It's not its purpose or its intention. It's not its design, its specialty, its purpose, or its intention. The Bible is also not a history book. It's not intended to be a history of the world, or a history of the Israelite people, or a history of the Christian faith, or even a biography about Jesus. Now, the Bible is historical. There are many historical facts that are present in the Bible that are not recorded anywhere else. It's our source for that information. But it's not written to be a history book. There was a supposed scholar about 150 years ago who read the Bible and added up all the genealogies of the Bible. Based upon those, he determined that creation happened on October 9th at 9 a.m. 4004 B.C. Maybe I have a crude sense of humor, but I thought that was kind of humorous. I really hope I don't hurt anyone's feelings here. But really, that's absurd. That is really absurd. That is a total misuse of what the Bible is for. When the Bible gives all of those genealogies that we read about, they're not even complete. They're missing generations of people. Even Jesus' genealogies are not complete in the Bible. The Bible isn't trying to give a complete picture of humanity's genealogy. It's trying to teach us something.